This show is brought to you by ERN, Entertainment Right Now.
Well, you're listening to Popular Science Radio. I'm Alan Taylor, our show brought to you in part by Craftsman, America's most trusted tool brand. And those bad boys out there are going to try and get your identity. They're going to sell you some fraudulent piece of junk and tell you it's the real thing. And listen, when you're buying a medicine, that's life and death. When you're buying parts for your car, airbags and brakes and things like that. Again, life and death. It's not just the tchotchkes that we buy that we don't really care so much about. From Verify Me, we have the CEO, Paul Donfried, with us. And we were talking a little bit about how to verify me with my fingerprint, biometrics, or face recognition technology. But Paul, coming back in, you were talking a little bit about biometrics, and am I going to have to, like, you know, prick my finger and get blood on my keyboard, or, you know, biometrics? A lot of people don't even know what that is. Maybe you could start there.
Sure. So biometrics are unique characteristics to a human being, right? The geometry of your face, the fingerprints and the ligatures on your finger, right? They're things that are specific to you and are very difficult to reproduce. And in answer to your question, no. We're past the days where you have to drip blood on your keyboard or something like that. And the principal change there is a smartphone. All right, so we leverage smartphones and tablets. We take advantage of their inherent capabilities. Everybody, your kids, my kids,
me,
are doing selfies every day.
Well, and I use my thumbprint and my fingerprint, of which was very easy, and for a moment we'll stay with the iPhone. Anybody that has an iPhone, the later model ones, you know you use your thumbprint to wake it up and open it up without having to put the 1234 code in, whatever it might be. So that answers that question. It's as easy as letting your device with the iPhone recognize your thumbprint, which is almost a scan device, right? I mean, ultimately,
exactly. You leverage those capabilities.
Yep. So talk about, and again, keep going on the facial recognition. I mean, that again is another, that's how, if you watch, same thing with the selfies. When I do a Facebook post, it automatically recognizes my face and it says, do you want to, you know, tag yourself? And it recognizes all my friends that I spend the most time with. And I've always wondered how that is, but it's facial recognition, right?
Absolutely. No, so, it's absolutely facial recognition. Yeah. And it's really become ubiquitous, right? And the IoT of things, the Internet of Things that we hear about, is really how do you leverage all these sensors that now exist on smartphones, in buildings, and facial recognition is one dimension of how you can leverage that.
So how,
and it allows you to have confidence in who you're collaborating with and vice versa.
Right. And how does Verify Me use these then in whatever it is you guys do, which I really want to get into?
So our key patents are in the area of a risk scoring system. Hmm. We really don't care what the individual authentication mechanism is. So whether it's your fingerprint on an iPhone, your fingerprint on an Android, facial recognition, voice recognition, a retina scan, we don't care. And our system can support any of those mechanisms. And the idea is to take advantage of what's convenient for the user. So for instance, Alan, if you're skiing and you've got on goggles and gloves, facial recognition, fingerprint recognition are not going to be convenient.
Right.
Voice recognition maybe.
Ah.
Right? If you're in the opera and you want to check your email, voice recognition isn't going to be, it's probably too dark to do facial recognition, so your fingerprint may work great.
Right.
Right, so our philosophy is let the user pick what's convenient and makes sense for the given transaction.
So when it comes to Verify Me, and do I join? Explain the Verify Me world now.
So no, we have a platform, and we sell our platform to what we refer to as relying parties, the people who are interested in knowing who you are.
Mm.
That could be your bank because they want to give you access to move money in your account.
Mm.
It could be your healthcare provider because they want to deliver services to you or a prescription, and they need to know exactly who you are.
So generally,
you would use your existing services, but as they move beyond a password or a PIN, you'll start seeing things like Verify Me become ubiquitous.
All right, hang tight. I want to learn a little bit more about this because there's so much to learn, and I want to get into the auto parts, you know, the counterfeit goods, and how do you know that you're buying the right stuff? And this is all very, very, very important, whether it is the medicine or just the airbags for your cars. I mean, we've all watched all the recalls. We're talking with the CEO of Verify Me. You're listening to Popular Science Radio, brought to you by Subaru. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru. We'll be right back.
and you had bad traits. You go to school and learn the golden rule. So why are you acting like a bloody fool? If you get hot, then you must get cool.
This show is presented in part by Bridgestone. We're passionate about making tires you can count on to perform when it matters most. We'll be right back.